Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode number 302. I was concentrating so hard on not saying 200, which I had been saying in my brain the whole time, but it's episode 302. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
This is We Don't Know Either, a podcast where we have interesting facts that we're all going to try to guess. Play along with us. We turn them into trivia questions. You know the deal.
Yep.
Oh, and if you know the secret phrase at your trivia night, you get 5 bonus points.
Right, and it will not be in the same place every week.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's going to move around a little bit.
Yeah. Okay, so, Michael, you went first last week and just dominated the episode.
You're welcome.
Yes. Well, we learned a lot about NBA and 7 feet and more fun things. But I don't want you to go first today. I would like Nick to go first. I'd like you to kick us off.
I will be happy to do so. Okay. I'm just going to straight up ask the question, and then we'll go from there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's no preamble. There's no opening. On which planet of our solar system is the coldest place in the known universe?
On which planet, okay, in our solar system?
Yes, so I'm giving you a 1 in 8 chance.
Okay, I would like to say them all.
You can do that, and then you have to pick one.
Yeah, man, Pluto would be the obvious guess, but that's not technically a planet anymore.
Yeah.
Well, he...
And also, why would you be asking the question if that's...
He also didn't say planet, did you?
Yes.
Yeah,
oh, you did say planet. Okay.
The coldest place in the known universe is on which planet of our solar system?
That is my bad.
Listening is difficult.
So I got an acronym the other day that I have started to live by. Like, it was a week ago that I read the acronym, and now I'm like, I've changed my life in order to do this. It's RTFQ.
RTFQ.
Yes. So it's read the question.
Yep.
Right?
Yep, very true.
Single most important thing ever is to read the damn question. Right? Know what it is that you're trying to accomplish and go from there. So that's a big part of what I have tried to institute into my life recently, is just to figure out what it is.
And just knowing acronyms are helpful in day-to-day life.
But I'm starting to get really annoyed with people, and they used to do it with me, and now I understand why they were annoyed with me for this type of stuff. I asked you a question. Please answer the question that was asked and not 5 steps down the road to what you think I'm trying to get at.
You and me have had this happen before.
Yeah. What did I ask you? I don't remember.
Right.
Okay, so planets.
Planets.
You would think that it would be, you know, the Saturn, the Uranus, because they're the farthest away from the sun, so therefore would be colder.
That would be Neptune.
Or Neptune, sorry.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm getting there. It's the outer planets.
Yes.
And everybody forgets about Neptune.
You would think.
You would think. But I'm going to go with Mars.
Okay.
Okay.
Any particular reason why Mars? Or you're just not an outer planet?
I think that if it's an outer planet, that would kind of be like, okay. And that's not really interesting, which is the point of this podcast.
Sure.
I did a lot of research about cold weather in the United States recently.
Uh-huh.
And I know that the U.S. has dipped in Alaska to, I think the record's negative 80 degrees Fahrenheit.
Sure.
Was the record on Earth. And that is regular on Mars. So.
Okay. And I think, so you think the coldest place on Mars would be way colder
than colder, yes. Where's host Becca when we need her when we're talking about space and planets?
Right.
We'll get her back on the podcast.
Yeah, she'd nail this immediately, I'm sure.
Okay, Michael, I'm going to stick with Mars. I feel good about it.
See, I was going to say Venus for basically the exact same logic.
Okay.
I think
the second
too
closest planet to the sun.
Right, but what I'm thinking is like the other side.
Like the dark side of the Venus.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know the planet rotates, though.
Right.
But he's saying it's always, well, okay.
I'm going obscure because I think Nick's not going to go like, okay, great, it's Neptune. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's the furthest away from the sun. Duh.
Right.
Yeah, no. So you're saying Venus.
I'm saying dark side of Venus.
Dark side of Venus. And Lindsay is saying Mars.
I also remember this as a piece of like some really bad sci-fi show that I saw once upon a time. That was just like, oh no, we need to get, I don't remember.
Okay.
Great story, Michael. Thank you for that.
Yeah, happy to help.
That really interesting tidbit there.
Yeah. All right. So as far as order goes, you are both equidistant from the correct answer.
Is it here on Earth?
It is here on Earth. The coldest place in the world is in Massachusetts. I'm sorry. The coldest place in the known universe is in Massachusetts in the United States.
Is it the chest of Tom Brady?
My eyes can't roll farther back into my head. Okay, so you're going to have to explain that one.
Really? You think that needs a little further
just a little bit, yeah.
Okay, so there are a group of scientists mm-hmm. operating in Massachusetts that in their lab, they have achieved a temperature of 1/1,000,000,000th of a degree above absolute zero. Which is, absolute zero is the coldest possible temperature that can exist, and they are 1/1,000,000,000th of a degree above it. Which is something that they were just able to do for the first time recently, like in the last decade.
How did they measure that? Like, I would assume their
thermometer.
No, I'm assuming. I know that. I'm saying, I feel like when you're when you're pushing it to that extreme limit, the tools that you're using to measure said things would have to also. How can you ensure that they're accurate if it's never been tested before? And that's the difficulty for the scientists.
You're saying it's not like a stove where you hold your hand over the top. It's like, oh, yeah, that's a little warm.
Right. So the theory behind absolute zero is that is the lowest possible temperature because at absolute zero, atoms cease to move.
Right.
So without movement, there is no heat. Right. So basically what they did was they used lasers to slow down molecules.
Ooh, lasers.
And those, they measured the distance traveled by those molecules, and that then led them to the temperature that they came up with.
Huh.
Yeah, they weren't using like a thermostat on a wall in the room somewhere.
Yeah, of course.
So, but yeah, they were measuring the movement of atoms as they slowed them in order to achieve non-motion.
Wow.
So, and they got all the way down to 1/1,000,000,000th of a degree above absolute zero.
Wow.
So yeah, that's also kind of cold.
It's a little chilly.
Yeah. So
I'm just so impressed that it can even measure that tiny of a unit of a fraction of a come on.
I don't even begin to understand the science behind how you measure the movement of atoms.
Yeah. Woo, way over our heads.
I assume it has to do with light particle. It's tracking time.
We are
between
just wrong.
Two
we have
things.
No idea.
Yeah, I got nothing. But that's not my fact.
True.
So and the. Yeah, the reason I asked the question that way was, hey, it's 1 in 8.
Right, yep. Yeah.
And it's a trivia question, so Earth, that should have been the obvious choice, more so than Neptune.
I can sense that our hosts are going to get so much pushback from this question when they ask it in the venues. I'm sensing angry emails already coming to me.
Well, again, everybody, that's contact@districttrivia.com. Right.
Well, the good news is the hosts have the... decision as to which questions and how many of them they ask throughout the course of the evening. So maybe that'll get left out.
That's true. I just hope that it is worded in a way that it is very clear.
I'll tell you exactly. You want to know how
subtle.
It's worded?
Very subtle.
On which planet in our solar system was the lowest temperature ever measured?
There we go. I think
that's
fair.
Fine.
Yeah, that's how I worded the question.
Good job, Nick. Okay, well, I will go next. I'm going to transition from Nick. He's talking about cold. Cold makes me think of winter. Winter makes me think of holidays. Holidays make me think of Christmas. And Christmas makes me think of Christmas trees.
Wow.
Wow.
Thank you.
You didn't hurt yourself with that reach, did you?
No, I think that's a okay. great
No, cold
great
to Christmas trees. I got it.
Yeah, thank you.
It's solid.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so I got a couple questions specifically about the Rockefeller Christmas tree. You guys know and have heard of this.
Yes.
It's kind of a big deal.
It's kind of a big tree.
Well, that is my question. How tall is the Rockefeller Christmas tree?
In which year? I assume
this year.
Oh, this year.
And I'm also going to ask you the first ever one is my follow-up question.
Okay.
So this year, how tall is the tree?
Well, I can tell you for every inch taller it is, it's worth another $800.
It's worth another 800.
Yes, that is
needles.
A throwback from last week.
Right.
The only time I've ever seen it in my life has been on television. I've actually never been in New York for like Christmas time.
Sure.
Because I barely like the cold here in D.C. So, if I had like...
I can tell
you. Is 50 feet like a stupid guess?
No. Well, so how are you coming to that? Because that's the point. I'm doing the mental math right now.
I'm picturing the tree in my head.
Sure.
And comparing it to the building behind it.
Right.
And then counting floors.
So the base of the tree is at the ice rink.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Which is one or two stories below street level.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is it?
I believe so.
Yeah. Okay. Skating rinks are down a little bit.
Yeah. So, and the tree, the base of the tree is at that point. So,
oh, okay.
So you're saying 50 feet, five stories tall?
So it's going to be higher than, yeah. So I'm going to say like 70 feet then.
That was my guess. My guess was about five stories.
Right.
My guess was, you know, so it's two stories below, therefore 70 feet. So since you said 70 feet, I'm going to say 71.
See, my mental picture is always like looking up at the tree. It's not like the across the view.
Sure.
Know, it's not the across the, oh, look, there it is. It's right. Always the looking
but
up
But you're
at
never
it.
Looking at the stump. You're never right. Looking at the stand.
Exactly.
You're looking at like, you know, partway up the tree.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to stick with 70.
Yeah, and I'll go 71.
Okay. The Rockefeller Plaza, the entire building's height is 850 feet. Does that change your answer? It's 66 floors.
No, because 30. I'm basing it off of ground level like Michael right. was, and roughly five stories tall sounds right, and if it's two stories sub, right. Yeah. So 71, sticking with that.
All right, the correct answer, Michael, you're going to be so, so angry because it's 72.
You are accurate. I'm very angry.
So Michael loses.
Yeah, 72 feet tall, which is, I think, a pretty darn tall tree. So the first one was erected during the Depression-era construction of Rockefeller Center in 1931. How tall was that tree? So how tall
I'm
was the original tree?
I'm going to have Nick go first.
You're going to have me? Okay. So, and then you're going to go the other way or go one higher.
I'm going to go one higher.
I'm going to say that it's going to go one of two ways, right? Either they started smaller, like 25 feet, and they have built up year after year after year to get to this big giant one they have now. Or, being an old-timey kind of mentality, so what year did it say it started? Like 30s?
1931.
1931. Being old-timey, I want to say they went big to begin with, and then since then they've gone like, that was way too much effort, we need to cut back.
Okay.
So I'm going to say, do you want to pick which way you want to go first?
No. I'm actually working my own logic
okay.
in it.
So I'm going to sit here and say that the original tree was probably not quite twice as tall. I'm going to go the they went big and then scaled back.
Okay.
Because it was too much of a pain in the ass. So I'm going to say the original tree was not quite twice as tall. So call it 125 feet.
Okay. So you said this was in 1931, correct?
Correct.
I'm going hard the other way.
Okay.
I'm thinking this is the start of the Great Depression.
Okay.
There's not a lot of money. And I also...
They had a Charlie Brown tree. I'm
saying 10-foot tops.
Okay.
I'm saying, like, there wasn't a lot of money. This was probably just somebody putting out a tree. It wasn't the Rockefeller Plaza tree yet.
Sure.
It's this tradition that as Rockefeller Plaza has become...
Right.
This kind of
cultural significance.
Yeah. Exactly. That the tree has gotten bigger to kind of keep up with the gravitas of the area.
Okay.
So that I'm going to say like 8 feet.
Okay. Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm going to go with my 125. I think your logic is sound. I think your logic is solid.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the issue in your logic.
Okay.
Rockefeller at that time.
Sure.
Was the wealthiest man on the planet.
Was it Rockefeller Plaza at 31, though? Did he own the plaza, or was it just the shopping?
It's the Rockefeller, the first Rockefeller Christmas tree.
Well, that
so
it's,
he owned
it's
it
the
at
first
the time.
Tree that's at Rockefeller Plaza now.
Oh,
in modern day, like
okay, well, yeah, Rockefeller was a steel baron.
Exactly, and okay. I'm certain he had a lot of money at that point. My question is, I don't think he owned the plaza at that point.
Right.
Rockefeller Center was under construction in 1931, so I can't speak to the ownership, but that's. All indications are that's when the building was being constructed and the tree was brought there by construction workers.
And that's in his time frame, and that is what I want to say at the height of his wealth. So adjusted for inflation, I'm pretty sure he was the wealthiest person on the history of the planet, and he was worth roughly $10 billion at the time.
Sure.
So, yeah, I think your flaw in your logic is you're right. Post-Depression, everybody's poor. A lot of bad things happening.
Problem is, it's Rockefeller.
Except that guy.
Right. I'm going to stick with my guess.
Okay. So, Michael, you will be happy.
Okay, cool.
Oh.
Because it's 20 feet. Just 20 feet.
Okay.
And the largest ever tree was that's been there is 100 feet. So,
okay.
The 125.
So I was way over
been,
regardless.
Yeah, but they make special trucks now that can... You know, transport them into the narrow streets, and it's pretty cool how they actually logistically get this tree in there. One last bonus tree question fact. So you guys have decorated Christmas trees before.
Yes.
So
last weekend, in fact.
Oh, well, there you go. I have one that's like pre-lit. It's great. Or no, it's not pre-lit, but it's one string around. It's very easy.
Okay.
Anyway, so how long are the normal string lights? They're like 25, 30 feet. You can get them up to 50. Sure.
Yeah.
So in miles.
How long are the lights around the Rockefeller
Yes,
tree?
How in miles, how many lights are around the current 2018 Rockefeller Christmas tree? That is your bonus
that's
tree
72
fact.
Feet.
There are, you know, over 5,000 feet in a mile.
Yes. What I'm doing, Matt, is I'm trying to remember my geometry. It's okay if you look at a cone.
Uh-huh.
And then you do circumference around the cone going all the way up.
Oh, sure. My goodness.
This isn't going to go well because I'm doing it all in my head and while trying to record a podcast.
Uh-huh.
So throw out a mile. There, you can't guess to this. It's just a fun.
Three and a half miles.
3.5 miles. Nick?
I'm going to say slightly longer 3. Than a 5.
3.6 miles.
Yeah.
No, 5 miles.
5 miles is right.
Hey.
Michael's so angry. He's slamming the door and walking out of the studio. But yeah, 5 miles of lights currently on. The original tree was lit a few years after that, 1931. So the 20-foot tree did not have lights on it whatsoever. But yeah, I hope everyone is having a very happy holiday season. And now you can impress people with your tree facts.
At 5 miles long. At 5 miles, so how many lights per strand, how many strands per mile, and how many, 30,000 lights, give or take?
Yeah, it's a lot of lights.
It's a lot of lights,
and there's a 900-pound Swarovski crystal at the top, the star.
The star, okay.
Yep, and it's a 75-year-old tree, so they were donated 60 miles north of the city, so it'll be it's given to Habitat for Humanity to help build homes.
How much does that tree weigh? It has to be tons.
Oh, at least.
10 tons? Lots. 20 tons?
Lots. They have special design cars to move it. Yeah. Anyway, enough about trees.
Yes.
Oh, man, I wanted to think of a tree pun, but I won't. We'll come back to it.
We've been barking about this for long enough. Ooh, Michael?
That's pretty good. Yeah, Nick, yeah.
Sorry, that's kind of okay.
Sorry, Michael. We'll leave you alone.
No, I'm still bitter and angry over here.
I'm sorry.
So okay, so mine it's a little bit of a hard left turn from the Merry Christmas of and the Happy Holidays of the season.
Yes, Happy so Hanukkah. You celebrated last week.
Happy Hanukkah as well.
And it last night, right? Well, it depends on when you're listening to the podcast.
That's right.
True.
So mine actually is about U.S. presidents.
Okay.
Specifically those that have died. So recently, George H.W. Bush passed away.
Yes.
This is a definite different turn.
Yes, I told you. So the funeral was last week. And while I was looking at it, this is the fact I came across. How many former deceased U.S. presidents are buried in Arlington National Cemetery?
Two.
That's a great question. There's Kennedy.
I quit. I quit, Lindsay.
Who's the other
one? I so goddamn quit.
Who's the other one? Kennedy, I know, is the eternal flame.
It's
there
Taft.
In
is it?
It's
Taft?
Not Taft.
No, it's hang on. I was just is there
it,
like
it,
recently.
Oh, so, I'm sorry. I was mistaken. It is indeed Taft.
Okay, okay. I did know that, and you made me question my very soul.
I had it. Yeah. No, Lindsay.
I'm
quit.
Sorry.
I quit the podcast. 302, my retirement. I'm done.
Michael, I'm so sorry. I just was very excited because I finally got to feel what Nick feels like all the time, which is getting it right.
Here's what I heard. It's like, okay, ask my question. I hear Nick. It, really interesting. Two.
Okay, so
this
there are
Lindsay,
two.
Lindsay,
yes.
You remember when I used to do that and you told me, you know, Nick, if you know the answer, why not let the other people guess a little bit before just trying to prove how smart you are?
Okay, I was pretty confident. I was like 95% confident. Uh-huh. And also, I was very, very, very confident that you knew the answer to that and I wanted to beat you to it.
I didn't. I knew that Kennedy was there. I would not have known how far to go past that. I would have guessed less than five.
It was a bet that I was willing to take.
You're going to take the gamble.
Okay, so Michael, I find it ironic that you didn't immediately know that it was Taft because that's your go-to guy.
It is my go-to guy. I was trying to find the actual note where it was because two was going to be my thing, and then I thought there was going to be a little bit of debate to figure out who the second one was.
Okay.
The second one being Taft.
The second one being Taft, yes.
So why is he buried there?
Why is Taft buried there?
Because they couldn't get him out of the city.
Oh.
Too soon.
Oh, man.
I don't have any information why he's buried there. I can just tell you that there are two former, and I know Bush Sr. won't be buried in Arlington either.
He might be buried.
No,
in Arlington.
I've already looked that up. I believe he's going to be buried at his presidential library in College Station, Texas.
Oh, that's College Station.
Yes,
which is a suburb of Arlington.
Suburb.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not sure if that's true or not.
But you wanted it to be.
But I really wanted it to be. When Michael says he's not going to be buried in Arlington, and then, yep, Arlington, Texas, that's where he's buried. Or like College Station is like this not really a town inside of Arlington, Texas.
What I know about College Station, it's where Texas A&M is.
Okay.
Let's see. It is just outside of Austin.
Okay. Damn. It would have been so much better to call Michael out for being wrong about something he didn't think all the way through.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I guess we have to say,
you only have till next week.
Michael, you were correct.
Yeah.
I was wrong, and you were right. He is not going to be buried in Arlington.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Lindsay, you got anything else?
I was just looking up some information about
any
taps.
More of my thunder you want to take?
Oh, Michael, I am so sorry. I really, really am, and I am definitely being sincere right now.
You sound sincere. That is Lindsay's sincere voice. I can understand why the listeners might be confused, given the tone.
Yeah. Okay, so Taft was buried at Arlington National Cemetery on March 11th, 1930. His widow's buried there, and he has a big monument. Any guess as to the size of Taft's monument?
5 miles.
It's not the size of the monument that counts.
Oh, you can't make that joke when we're talking about dead presidents' monuments. We're being disrespectful.
Dead presidents who are known for their size.
I thought you were making a lewd reference.
Oh, you would.
Okay, Michael. Any guesses?
What do you mean by like? How large are we talking? Like how tall? How wide?
How tall? Yes.
How tall?
I would like to know the length of the shaft of Taft's monument. I should have thought this through a little bit better. But here we are.
Speaking of innuendo.
Yeah, right. But here we are.
Do you have a thought process?
No.
All right. I've never seen the monument, but I'm assuming it's like a statue, like a Stalin type statue of Taft.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say it's like, I don't know, 5 feet wide.
But well, you're hating on him.
Six foot, six two. Something like that.
I'm picturing it somewhat on a pedestal as well, so I'm thinking
so higher,
like 11 feet.
Okay,
14 feet.
Okay,
so 14 feet. I feel like I need to go. This is a couple miles down the road, and I really need to.
It's been a while since I've been.
Yeah.
To Taft's.
To the Arlington National Cemetery.
Okay, I was gonna say
every Friday is.
Not only that, but you all live like a block from it.
It's two metro stops for me.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay.
Arlington Metro is very close together.
Yes.
Okay, well, if you live in D.C., definitely head to Arlington National Cemetery. You can see not one, but two presidents there.
Right.
If you're in New York, you can go see a Christmas tree. And
if you happen to be at Taft's Monument, go ahead and take a District Trivia pen from your trivia night and take a picture.
No, don't take pictures of District Trivia things on graves. No.
Not
please
monuments,
don't.
Monuments.
No.
Celebrating the life of.
No. Don't do that at all.
Fine.
I disagree. Be respectful.
Yes.
And also, I'm sorry for the shaft jokes. And that's going to be your secret phrase.
I'm sorry for the shaft jokes.
Yes. I'm sorry for the shaft jokes. That is going to be your secret phrase. I am sorry for the shaft jokes. That actually is a sincere apology, unlike what I told to Michael earlier. To be clear. But okay, we'll be back next week. This has been the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
We don't know either.
Bye.